Hi everyone, you're watching Wisdom Shorts. Recently, someone shared this incident with me. This happened in a Chennai hospital. An old man, a COVID-19 patient in ICU, was in a serious condition. So he requested the doctor to arrange a video call with his wife. He was crying throughout the call and he told his wife, "I'm really sorry I didn't live my life fully with you. I didn't spend enough time with you. I could have done so much more for you. Please forgive me. I don't know whether I'll see you again, and I'm really, really, really sorry." This incident reminded me of this book, Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. It's about a palliative care nurse, Bronnie Ware, who recorded her observations and regrets of people on their deathbeds. She says, people grow a lot spiritually when they are faced with their own mortality. When she questioned about any regrets they had or anything they would have done differently in their life, a lot of common themes surfaced again and again. And here are the top 5. Number 1. I wish I had had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. When people realize that their life is almost over, and when they look back, it's easy to see how many dreams have gone unfulfilled. Most people had not honored even half of their dreams and had to die knowing that it was due to choices they had or choices they made or they didn't make. And it's a deep regret. Almost everyone regrets that they lived their life based on others' expectation and was not true to themselves. See, when you are on your deathbed, what others think of you is a long way from your mind. As Steve Jobs says, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Number 2. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. No one really regrets that they should have spent more time at office work and worked so hard. The biggest irony of life is we work so hard to gain wealth, ignoring our health, and spend that wealth to regain our health. People miss their kids' growing years, time with their loved ones, etc., due to too much focus on their work and money, which doesn't matter at the end. Instead, they wished they should have spent time on their passions or other meaningful work which made them happy. Number 3. I wish I had the courage to express my true feelings. Being vulnerable, being honest, being human, people regret that they didn't express their feelings fully to their loved ones. Like the story I shared in the beginning. People also wished they had the courage to express their true feelings without the fear of being rejected. Many people suppressed their feelings in order to keep peace with others, but suffered within. Number 4. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Now, there were many deep regrets about not giving friendships the time and effort that they deserved. Everyone misses their friends when they are dying. Many had become so caught up in their own lives that they had to let go of their golden friendships over the years. Number 5. I wish that I had let myself be happier. Many didn't realize until the end that happiness is a choice. They were chasing money, fame, power, and other material benefits to be happy. There was a deep realization at the end that stuff that they thought which will make them happy were not actually fulfilling. As they were too focused and caught up on the destination, they forgot to enjoy the journey of life and its simple pleasures. So these are the top 5 regrets shared by thousands of people on their deathbed. I suppose most of us know all these things, but we struggle to pay attention, or when you don't make time for things that really matter. As His Holiness Dalai Lama says, people live as if that they are never going to die and then dies having never really lived. Death is a great teacher, a reminder to live our life fully and to focus on what really matters. Live a life true to yourself. Have deep, meaningful relationships. Make a difference. Life is too short to waste your time worrying. Be happy. Make the most of your life each day and live it with no regrets. Thank you so much for watching. This is Srijit Krishnan. Stay strong, stay safe.